This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The gatekeepers for the Obama administration are gone. The swamp is being drained. And guess what? That means we're now going to get to see a lot of the corruption of the previous regime. And you're seeing it now, folks. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, where you can find out more about us. Each and every day, listen 24/7 on demand. You can get us by the drink. You can get the whole show. It doesn't matter. Segment you like, find it there. And it's let me tell you, I believe we have some of the most amazing insights of any radio show. That's why I do this. So I hope you check it out. The world, folks, is getting to see how corrupt the Obama administration is. And let me tell you what's going to happen as you find out more and more and more. The left, they're going to cry persecution. They're persecuting us. Why are they bringing up this nuclear Iran deal with Hillary Clinton and knowing that the memos were done prior to this and they knew it was a crooked deal to give $143 million back to the Clinton administration, the Clinton Foundation, that crooked RICO extortion racket that was allowed to run because Barack Obama owed Hillary Clinton a favor and all the different things that were going on there. And what about James Comey? What we're finding out about him, he had preemptively given freedom to Hillary Clinton, who should be in prison right now, but he preemptively gave her freedom. And what about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Awan brothers, and now they're about to turn state's evidence over on her and her crooked dealings, and who knows what secrets got sold when these guys stole things out of our, the State Department servers and what have you. I mean, it's just a cesspool of crookedness. And they're going to say, persecution, man. And then after they accuse us of trying to pile on, they're going to say, you know, he's trying to destroy the Barack Obama's good legacy. Barack Obama had the scandal-free, you know, administration, blah, blah, blah. So they'll cry persecution, and then when we don't buy the Persecution Act, then they're going to say the reason why he's being persecuted is because of racism. That's right. They're going to bring out the old racism card, pull it out of the wallets. Oh, they don't need to dust it off. It's always out there. It's worn. You can't even tell. What is that you're showing me? Is that a racism? Okay, I think I can see is. Looks like is. Is that the definition of is? Yeah, I can see something on your card that's faded out. You've been using it so much. So they'll cry racism. Donald Trump's after Barack Obama because he doesn't like Barack Obama's legacy and all this. And then we're going to get some ridiculous stuff on the left. They're going to tell you that Barack Obama is envied by Donald Trump. In fact, that's already started. So we're down the cycle a little bit on this. And let me just let you hear this.
I don't think it's. I will. Hold on. I don't think it's inexplicable. I think it's. Have you met people that study you? Like when you someone. You cannot buy, no matter how much money you have, billions of dollars if you access it, you can't buy class. Right. President Obama, whatever you think of his politics, is a very classy man. He's a smart man. He's one of the kindest people you ever want to meet. He and his wife are. So, and I'm not talking about politics, having met and knowing them. You can't teach that. That's something you cannot teach. And I think that is something that this president is jealous about. He doesn't have those qualities. Even with all of the money in the world, it's just not there. That's not something.
Has Don Lemon seen My Fair Lady? What do you mean you can't teach class? That's too funny. And what's funny is their definition of class. Barack Obama, I don't know if you've seen the video where he's on a plane and he's showing off an erection to his adoring staffers. Yeah, that's classy. Barack Obama's a classy liar. He's a classy narcissist. He's a person that exudes the idea of class while, in fact, being very classless. And so is his wife. And if you want to talk about teaching class, that's exactly what they did. They got handlers. I mean, these fools, I don't know if you guys know how bad it was during the time of Obama. They spent $630,000 in the State Department trying to get State Department likes on Facebook. I mean, $630,000 of your hard-earned tax dollars went to Zuckerberg because the State Department needed to get more likes. That's just how ridiculous our government became under Barack Obama. But now Don Lemon wants you to believe a guy whose father could loan him $1 million. He takes $1 million and makes it into whatever number of billion that you can argue about. Is it 3 billion? Is it 10 billion? It's billions. And he's essentially a billionaire playboy, and he's going to take the life of Barack Obama, a bisexual lunatic, idiot moron who lucked up and became president because of his conniving ways and a much too complicit leftist group of racists who decided he was the appropriate Negro to put into office. Now that's where we are.
He's jealous.
Yeah, jealous of what? Jealous of Barack Obama's boyfriend? Jealous of what? Donald Trump couldn't live in Hawaii?
No, because Barack Obama's got class.
Really? Where's all that class? The only time Barack Obama was said to have class was when he spoke at the 2004 convention and had to borrow bum money to get a ride, taxi money home. And then the left just elevated him into superstar status, which he completely blew. I mean, he's the Mookie of baseball. He's the Mookie Robinson is what I call him. Not Jackie Robinson. He's the Mookie Robinson of baseball. Complete disappointment to blacks. If they stop and looked objectively at his record, there is no black person in America on the left who would look at Barack Obama and go, man, he's my hero. He's such an amazing guy. There's not a person on the planet. Not a black guy. If George Bush had Barack Obama's record, black people would be, Bush, man, he ain't do nothing for us. That's exactly how they'd be. So don't talk to me about how great this guy was. Donald Trump is envious of Barack Obama. I get the people tell me the same thing. You're envious. Envious of what? His wife? Envious of what? His children? Envious of what? That he was president? Let me tell you something. If I wanted to be president of the United States, I would have been president of the United States. The only reason why Kevin Jackson isn't president of the United States is because I never wanted to be it. Because what I want to be, I'll accomplish. It's really that simple. I've never felt like I couldn't accomplish whatever I wanted. People ask me all the time, why don't you run for office? Because I don't want it. I would win. That's why I don't want it. Because I would win. And I would win and be mad that I won, because I did it for somebody else. Oh, I did it because I want to make money, or I want to have Congress or Senator in front of my name, or President. I wouldn't even run for those rinky-dink offices. I would run for Governor or President. That's it. So it would either be Governor or President Kevin Jackson, and I don't want it. I don't want the scrutiny. I don't want the responsibility. I love what I do. That's why I did it. Every choice I've made in life is because I chose it. So this idea that Donald Trump decided to be president and he did it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't think it's inexplicable. I think it's have you met people that study you? Like when you someone, you cannot buy, no matter how much money you have, billions of dollars if you access it, you can't buy class. Right. President Obama, whatever you think of his politics, is a very classy man. He's a smart man. He's one of the kindest people you ever want to meet. He and his wife are. So I'm not talking about politics, having met and knowing them. You can't teach that. That's something you cannot teach. And I think that is something that this president is jealous about. He doesn't have those qualities. Even with all of the money in the world, it's just not there. That's not something.
Welcome back, everybody. Don Lemon believes Donald Trump is jealous of Barack Obama. And I say so much for white privilege then, right? When your argument is that a white billionaire mogul envies a failed black community organizer, it's difficult to argue white privilege. You cannot have your cake and eateth it too, Don Lemon. Which is it? What is there to envy? If suddenly a white billionaire president has to envy a former failed president, then how do you argue that there's white privilege? See, that's what's funny about the left. They can't really take their statements to the bitter end, because then it spirals back on them. It's actually kind of laughable to think that Donald Trump would envy Barack Obama. I mean, he can buy and sell, Donald Trump can buy and sell the fool 10 times over. He's in a position that Barack Obama said Donald Trump would never be in, which is president of the United States. I don't know about you, but if I had to pick which wife I would want, if you said, Kevin, you could take Michelle Obama or Melania Trump on a desert island, you know, that you're all that's left in the world, but you can only take one of them to be with you on your desert island, who would it be? It would not be Michelle Obama. Just put it that way. That I'm not casting aspersions on people. Kevin, you always talk about she's ugly. Look, I look, that's in the eye of the beholder. There's nothing appealing about Michelle Obama, in my opinion. But it doesn't make her ugly. It doesn't make her pretty. That's up to you to decide. For me, there's nothing to write home about there. Melania is pretty. There's no question about it. She's elegant. She's pretty. She's classy. And I don't know how that would work out on the island, but I'd be curious to find out. You know what I'm saying? So there you go. I mean, the left don't get it. They don't understand us because they have become so twisted. I'll give you a good example of twisted. Fools in the NFL kneel. You kneel to pray. You kneel to show submission. And you should only submit to something that's greater than you. And it is a truth, a truism. So I submit. When I get on my knees, I submit to God. When you get down on it, guys get on their knees and ask their, you know, wives or, you know, girlfriends at the time, will you marry me, on their knees, they're submitting. They're saying, you know what, I'm done with the nonsense of, you know, chasing girls and all that. I'm submitting to you. That's what you submit to. It's something bigger than you, something that where you take the selfishness out of it. Now, the left, these kneelers believe they're submitting to the idea of Black Lives Matter and cop abuse and things like this. They're submitting to a lie. But first of all, you don't submit to something like that. You stand. You stand in defiance of something like that. That's why Tommy Smith and forget the other. I can never remember his name. But Calvin, something Calvin. Anyway, that's why they've held their fists up in the 1968 Olympics is to stand and say, you can't treat us like subhumans when we get back to the United States and want to glorify us. Well, they were in the U.S., I believe. I think that was L.A. But you can't, you know, treat us like we're heroes on the track and then treat us like crap when we're back in the regular general population of blacks. And they had a legitimate cause because that's what was happening to blacks during the time. But don't try to act like, you know, today that's what's going on. That isn't what's going on. Athletes off the field are treated as good, if not better, in the general population than they are on the field. And they make much more money. I mean, I couldn't even tell you all the things that now are available to blacks that weren't available in the 60s. We were coming through a very tumultuous time. But these guys want to still argue this, and they want to treat it as truths, truisms. It is a lie. I'll give you some truisms that the left don't like. Caitlyn Jenner is a dude. Children can't make decisions about their gender. I don't know of a 3-year-old that knows I'm a boy or I'm a girl, ma'am. You might differ with me, and I'm not trying to tell you that they don't have certain feelings and emotions, but let them make that decision as an adult. I'll tell you another truism. Michelle Obama can beat up her husband. Yeah, I bet you that. Hey, here's one for you. Gay people can't marry. You can be together. You can have civil unions. You can have the equivalency of marriage, but it don't make you marry gay folks. Here's another one. Bill Clinton is a horn dog. Al Sharpton is not a reverend. There is nothing to revere about this man. I know this is one that the left won't like, but I always say it's, pardon me, so why not? Barack Obama is dumb. There's a rumor that his grades are going to be leaked, and I can't wait to see him. It's going to be yet another thing that happens during the era of Trump that destroys the Obama legacy and destroys the idea of leftism. All these people, he's brilliant, he's so smart. And you find out he's making C's and at best B's. He won't be so smart when they release his grades. I can't wait to see him. Here's another truism. Jesse Jackson is irrelevant and always has been. Here's another truism. Black leftists are the biggest racists in this country, followed closely by white leftists. You want another truism? Most of the Obama administration should be in prison. If there's anything you're going to discover, in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, certainly next couple of years, is just how corrupt the Obama administration was and where it had its tentacles. Its tentacles reached, it permeated all areas of society, healthcare, education, entertainment, you name it, perverted. And speaking of perverted, here's another truism for you. Hollywood is perverted. It is the equivalent of Sodom and Gomorrah. What's been exposed with Harvey Weinstein during the time of Donald Trump is exactly what we've been saying for decades. Do you think, folks, that it is a coincidence that all of these things are coming together in the time of Donald Trump, a guy who they told us would never win an election, who had everything stacked against him, and he won? I want you to think about that. Coming on the heels of Barack Obama, who are we supposed to elect? I guess Hillary. I mean, you're following the left's version of God, who, by the way, had become little g God by the end of it, if he was even that, which is part of the reason why Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. It's the reason why he's been marginalized. It's the reason why nobody's going to argue about killing his legacy. You want some more truisms? Academia makes snowflakes out of young adults. You want another one? Leftism kills. I talk about it all the time. They will get the military killed, they will get police killed, and they will get you killed. And they won't even think twice about it. Leftism kills. Men who change into women crush biological women in all sports. How's that for a truism? Transgenders don't need separate bathrooms. Is that a truism for you? BLM is a terrorist group founded on a lie sanctioned by Democrats. I got plenty more where this comes from, people. Kevin Jackson, who you listening to?
Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The number of people missing in California's wildfires soared to over 600, and the death toll has risen now to 66. Hundreds of people in Northern California are living in tents in a Walmart parking lot. Now, they've been told that they're going to have to move by the weekend, and President Trump is expected to visit the area on Saturday. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey joined Fox News to talk about the recovery efforts.
We're going to continue to do our absolute best to locate people and reunite them with their friends and family, but at the same time, search the area for people who perished in the fire.
A federal judge announced that the Trump administration must restore CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credentials. The president's reaction to that?
Nobody believes in the First Amendment more than I do. And if I think somebody's acting out of sorts, I will leave. I'll say thank you very much, everybody. I appreciate you coming, and I'll leave.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton was what precipitated his action of taking it essentially from DOJ. But that doesn't seem to add up.
No, the chronology does not add up. Again, May the 2nd is when they are discussing their charging decision. The meeting on the tarmac was June 27th. So that's a month and a half later. And then a couple of days later, they interview Secretary Clinton. And then 2 days later, they decide that they're not going to charge. And he makes that public pronouncement. So his ostensible reason for taking that decision away from the Department of Justice was that meeting on the tarmac. But yet a month and a half earlier, he is memorializing a decision he's already made. So the chronology does not add up. His answers have been all over the map to both the Intelligence Committee and the clip you just played from Oversight. So we need to talk to him again, but we need to look at these memos before we have that conversation with him.
So you would like to see Comey back testifying on Capitol Hill?
For a number of reasons. He made a lot of decisions in 2016 that I think are worth reviewing. You know, Brett, whenever somebody decides to charge someone, there are lots of layers of scrutiny. When you decide not to charge someone, there aren't that many layers of scrutiny, but there ought to be at least a couple. The media should do it, but also Congress should look at this decision not to charge and whether or not it was made before you interviewed 24 witnesses, including the target of the investigation. Yeah, we need to talk to him again.
Loretta Lynch is up on the Hill Friday, we're told. Will she be asked any of this?
I don't think so. She's appearing before the House Intelligence Committee, and it will be limited to the scope of the Russia investigation, although you raise a good point. There are lots of reasons to talk to Loretta Lynch also, including to either corroborate or contradict Jim Comey's recollection that he talked to her about his decision to appropriate the Clinton server decision onto himself, but not on Friday. That will be restricted to what did Russia do and with whom did they do it.
Welcome back, everybody. That was, of course, Trey Gowdy talking about crooked James Comey, the FBI director who'd never been in law enforcement, the FBI director who had run interference for the Clintons for the better part of a decade. And where's all the clamor about Donald Trump fired FBI director, he should be impeached? You know where that's gone? It's gone into the dung heap of history because everybody knows exactly why Comey was fired. He had one of the most corrupt FBI directors, one-sided, in the history of our nation. You think Hoover was bad. Comey was a person who's supposed to have the public's best interest in mind. He's supposed to investigate people impartially. And he's doing providing cover for an entire administration between Comey and Loretta Lynch. The Clintons and the Obamas could operate in, with impunity. They had nothing to worry about. The Clintons set up one of the most crooked organizations known to man. And nothing's been said. Now it's starting to come out. I mean, the scandal-free administration maybe isn't quite as scandal-free as they said. We've got Debbie Wasserman Schultz and this guy, Awan, the Pakistani guys, who had free access to the servers. We're now understanding more about the Russian deal. We're now understanding more about Hillary's collusion with Comey, as we've just described. We're now understanding, we get redacted information about the meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch when they're talking about golf and grandchildren. So let me just put it to you this way, because I figure you may be ahead of me. If all you're talking about is golf and grandchildren, why do we get redacted data? Why do we get redacted information about what you talked about? You don't want to put, if you redact the names of the grandkids. What did they do? My grandson, Kevin Jackson, born, blah, blah, blah. I got three little grandkids, two boys and a girl. Yeah, how's the golf game? Well, no, I'm still kind of, using the foot wedge every now and then or whatever. Really? What is there to redact? Why redact anything? The only reason why these clowns would redact something is because they don't want the public to lose face in government. That's the biggest deal. Hey, let me tell you something, folks. Too late. Too late. Haven't you lost faith in government? I've lost faith that government really cares about our money and how it's spent, really cares about being good fiduciaries to the public's finances. And do you think they really care about whether or not you trust their decisions? These guys are bringing pork home. They are self-indulgent, satisfying only their constituents. And don't misunderstand me. They're there to deal with their constituents. But if something isn't in the best interest of the country, you can't selfishly say, well, I'm going to get high-speed rail for my constituents, even though I know it's a boondoggle, because I feel that way. Look, I'm not saying high-speed rail is. I'm just saying you can't make it self-serving to where it doesn't benefit the entire public. And that's what they do. But generally speaking, they don't care what you think. It doesn't matter what the project is. The only thing they care about the project is how does that project enrich them, enrich their campaigns, and allow for them to continually be, in power, quite frankly. It's pretty sad. So we've got these guys colluding with the Russians. The Clintons have set up a system that allows this type of corruption to flourish. It has enriched them beyond belief. You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see the Justice Department go in and seize the assets of the Clintons. That's what I'd like to see. I bet many of you would too. I'd like to see them seize Comey's assets. I'd like to see them seize Barack Obama's assets. We have a government run amok. We have a guy who finally gets it and says, you know what? I'm going to change these things. I'm going to give you visibility into what I've been seeing as a billionaire for a long time, how the system's work is going against you. And we've got, I don't even think the lowest common denominator voter is against us on this. I think it's the elites that are against us on this. The very same people that allow a Harvey Weinstein to flourish, not to just do okay. This man flourished both in prosperity of money and in availability of people to whom he could, take advantage of sexually. It's unbelievable. Scandal-free. According to unredacted portions of the transcripts, it appears that in April or early May of 2016, Comey had decided he would issue a statement exonerating Secretary Clinton long before FBI agents finished their work. Remember when Comey was explaining that whatever number of FBI agents interviewed Hillary Clinton, and he was asking Congress, can we see the notes? And he says, they didn't take them. I want you to stop for 1 second and ask yourself, would you have a woman like Hillary Clinton, you want to know you know, the possibility of RICO fraud, racketeering, whatever they, and corruption. And you have the ability, you've got the linchpin of the organization there, and you don't take any notes. You don't record it, audio. You don't record video of her answers. It's just, I don't even know what they took. They just did like a summary.
Okay, what were your thoughts, Bill?
Well, I'm just going from memory here because I didn't take notes in the meeting. Dozens of FBI agents, and I think they said in all 150 involved in the investigation. I don't know how many were in the room, but enough to be able to say, here are the notes, here's where, why we made the decision. We got nothing. Bupkis. And I'm trying to figure out, how does that happen? And then Comey walked us down the trail of, well, you know, she did, but there was no intent. And people were like, but you don't need intent.
Yeah, but like I said, there was no intent.
Yeah, but you don't need intent. Yeah, but still, this guy, it was almost like Comey said, how can I frame this? He spent his entire time trying to figure out how to frame it in such a way that I could make Hillary guilty without making her guilty and get over. That's what he spent his time doing. It's pretty pathetic, actually. So the Congress knew they smelled a rat. They said, conclusion first, fact gathering second. That's no way to run an investigation. The FBI should be held to a greater standard than that, especially in a matter of such great public interest and controversy. This is what Graham wrote to Grassley, and committee member Lindsey Graham wrote to the FBI director Christopher Wray last month. He's exact. They're both those guys are right, which, you know, I don't trust Graham, but he's right on this issue. People need to be. You can't be satisfied as an American to watch this going on and say, why aren't people in prison? You know, and I think the best way to go after these people is freeze their assets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is the Kevin Jackson Show. It's amazing to me when I look at the news cycle and I see something being talked about that I think is completely ridiculous that's getting so much coverage. And we have such an item right now in the news, and I want to bring it up today on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to chime in, 844-551-8255. So apparently Donald Trump had a conversation with a Gold Star wife. That means her husband was killed in battle. And he supposedly said to her, well, he knew what he signed up for. Well, I will tell you this. Every military man that is worth his weight, worth his salt, as they say. That's exactly the way they would put it. I knew what I signed up for. I've got SEAL friends, Rangers, Airborne, you name it. Force Recon. If they die, they know. It doesn't lessen the blow. But that's not even the point. The point of it isn't even around Trump. Did he say he knew what he signed up for, etc.? The real point is, let's look at Barack Obama. I have gold star friends who said they have never met the president. I'm talking about, like, one of my friends, Debbie Lee. Debbie's son, Mark Lee, was killed. He's in almost every Navy SEAL movie. First one killed in the Middle Eastern battle for Iraq, I believe. And they made not Lone Survivor, but the Chris Kyle movie. Mark, his character is prominent in that film. Now, Debbie says they misrepresented him, but regardless, he's in the film. And Barack Obama, when Mark was killed, wouldn't even meet with the Gold Star moms and sent a form letter. Now, I don't know how you feel about the military, but the guys that we train, we spend a fortune on, the Navy SEALs, the Berets, all these guys, the Green Berets, and Barack Obama can't even go meet with these women and say, I'm really sorry that you lost your son. I'm sorry you lost your husband. Wouldn't meet with them. Now, they want to compare that to the theoretical Trump said he knew what he signed up for. So supposedly Donald Trump, I want you to just think about what's happening here. Donald Trump makes a phone call to the widow of a woman whose husband was killed in action, a Gold Star wife. Mom's in the car as well, the mother or the grandmother of the man. And some other family members, they're on speakerphone, and the president is extolling he makes a personal phone call to say, I'm really sorry for what happened to you, and he's going to say something flippant, like he knew what he signed up for. Now, if he did say that, and I don't believe he did, he would have said it in context, something along the lines of, I'm sure you know your husband, and maybe this will help you in some way, that he's a warrior and he knew what he signed up for. I could see that in context. But there is no way you're going to make Donald Trump some heartless guy who doesn't understand the impact of a woman losing her husband in battle. And he's going to be flipping. You know, well, he knew what he signed up for. And we are covering this as a news item. People are, the media, look at how heartless Donald Trump. Let me tell you, compare Donald Trump's care and the care of the military and feel for the military to Barack Obama's, and tell me who you would rather have as your commander-in-chief if you were in the military. The guy who cut the budget or the guy who extended the budget? The guy who actually goes and shows up and it talks about the military glowingly, or the guy who effectively represents a party that calls these men and women baby killers? This is such a ridiculous story, but it just goes to show you the level of desperation of the left. It's beyond palpable. It's in your face. The left destroy everything, folks. They can't leave anything alone. They will not rest until they feel like they destroyed Donald Trump. And let me tell you what they did. They picked the wrong dude. I cannot be more happy. It's not about pride. Donald Trump is a man, and I'm not going to agree with everything he does. But what I will tell you is what he's able to do, and I'll take the things I don't like to a degree. Donald Trump makes he's got them so off kilter they don't know how to act. There are many of us who had the same feeling with Barack Obama, but Barack Obama wasn't deft enough to really be able to make anything, make hay out of it. I know they feel like he did, but he didn't. In the long run, I got to get this cord. In the long run, he hurt his party, and they know it. And so, in the long run, Donald Trump is only beginning what he said he's going to do. And in the long run, we are going to feast over the policies of this man. And I'm talking about feast for decades. The only thing we have to worry about as conservatives, to be honest with you, is do we want to turn what Trump does over to the Republicans? if they haven't made, you know, done it, made the transition to becoming conservatives. If we turn what Donald Trump does over to the current group of Republicans, we will lose in the long run. But if we turn it over to conservatives, we will win. So we have 7 years to develop the next Trump. And the beautiful thing is this. We aren't trying to build a Reagan. We're trying to find a Trump. Now, that may seem antithetical. You're like, well, Kevin, what do you mean? You're not? Reagan was a very polished guy. He knew how to handle me. And look, if we could find a Reagan, congratulations. We need another flawed, wealthy guy who doesn't give a crap, who can do exactly what Trump does, and who will carry the mantle forward. And if we get that for another presidential term after this, we will have turned this country around. It's only going to take that long, because you're going to have 16 years to re-indoctrinate the snowflakes and 16 years of kids that will go from cradle to college. A whole new flush. You'll be flushing these guys out. I want you to imagine what some of these little snowflakes are feeling right now as Donald Trump makes his comments. Yeah, you know, we're going to protect our borders. We're not going to worry about these refugees. And we're going to change DACA and DOMA, all these Obama-era stuff. And they're just, you know, triggered at every turn. Oh, my gosh, what's he doing? What's he doing is he's saving the republic. That's what he's doing. Right now, they're saying, oh, Donald Trump's not going to get his tax reform. Congratulations. I hope that the left feels like they've got a win. They need to start giving him what he wants. But if they want to fight him, fight him. Donald Trump will immediately do something. He'll issue an executive order that says, companies, if you've got money offshore, you can bring that money back at 15%. He's going to do something to send a shot over the bow to say, you're not going to thwart my agenda. And when I said, guys, give it a solid year, a year and a half max, going into the midterms, and the left is going, they're going to be wanting to anoint Donald Trump's feet with oil. You're going to watch the vitriol of the late night comedians, all of it's going to go away, and suddenly there's not going to be a whole lot to complain about. There's not going to be a lot to laugh about or try to lampoon Trump about. Alec Baldwin's going to have to go off of Saturday Night Live and go get another gig, because it's going to be, what do we got to talk about? Stock market's at 24,000. Unemployment is at 4%, and there are good jobs coming. Illegal immigration is down 93%. Refugees, we haven't had any attacks. We're now deporting bad guys, MS-13. We're deporting terrorists. We're helping the Middle East set up a zone for expatriates so they can go and get settled. We've got Iran on the run. We've got the nuclear, North Korea is imploding. And blah, blah, blah. Productivity is up. Consumer confidence is up. What are you going to complain about when all that's happening? How are you going to go after this guy? It's already, guys, spend a minute and go look at what's going on in the financial markets. Go look at what's going on in consumer confidence. All these other things. The indicators of the voters, not the elites. The elites are going to sell you on whatever they want to sell you on. It's what the voters are thinking. And then look at all these scandals. Look at every one of these scandals that's going to be not plaguing Trump. Russia has suddenly turned around. Where is Mueller now that we're finding all this new evidence? What do you think is going to happen to Mueller and the lie that they say the Russians influence our elections when these guys were cutting deals for nuclear fissionable materials? Guys, you don't know how good we have it right now. Wow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.